What was the secret of Dr. King's? Courage, strength, and love. Dr. King's greatest power was his prayer life and faith in God. This is what gave him the most strength to walk the troubled waters. It was his deep, abiding faith in Almighty God that gave him the scepter of power to fight injustice and to struggle for the freedom of not only his people, but all people everywhere. As we celebrate him today, let us remember the roots of why he became a champion for justice. Most importantly, let us return to our lives of prayer. Not just now and then, but consciously making it the number one priority in our life, just as Dr. King did. So many of us have become weak in our spirits. We have lost and are losing our ground. We have turned from the greatest source of our strength and power in the face of adversity. Almighty God, now is the time to turn back. In these times of great peril, prayer is our solution. Prayer is the answer to our weakness. Prayer will make us strong again, and we will be better able to face the giants that seek to rob and destroy us of our freedom. It will heal our wounded hearts. It will give us the power to stand up in times of adversity with the strength of God's Spirit within us and with us. Today, in memory of our beloved Dr. King, we must resolve to deepen our life of prayer with God. We must go into our closets and pray. Not for others' eyes to see, but for our connection with God, our source of life and strength, our source of healing power, our source of strength and courage and determination. Not just every once in a while, but constantly, consistently, we must learn to pray. Walking and talking with God must become our number one goal, just as it was with Dr. King. As you walk about, let a prayer of thanks to God fall from your lips. When you're with your friends or loved ones, take time to say, "Thank you, Lord." And when you pray, listen for His response and then obey. Being in a state of prayer, communion must become top of the mind for us now. If we are to retain our freedom, we need the courage. That can only come from God. We learn to pray by praying. Doesn't matter what you say. What matters is the sincerity of your heart. God has given each one of you work on this earth to do, and nobody else in the whole wide world can do what God has called you to do. Living a life of prayer will strengthen you for your journey. It will give you the courage you lack. It will give you the peace you cannot find in the world. When family and friends disappoint you, you can go to God in prayer, and He will take away your pain and heal your wounded spirit. Now, as we celebrate our beloved Dr. King, a prophet from God, let us pray as we have never prayed before, and then listen for God's answer and go into action. As the old African proverb says, when you pray, move your feet. You see, we are the hands and feet of God. And when we receive answered prayer, we must go into action, knowing that God's work here on earth must truly be our own. God bless you. And God bless you too, Dr. King. And happy birthday. Happy.